Lots of music this morning. I've also asked a few people, just a few. I know there's many people, in fact, most of the people in this church who are involved in missions and involved in their own personal ministries. And I've asked a few of them to step up and just share with us part of the reason why they do what they do and some of the things that they do. And we're going to start off today with Becky Ross. Come on up, Becky.
Our scripture reading from today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. It's titled, "The harvest is gone, is great, the laborers few." Then Jesus went all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." When I'm reading that, I'm thinking, that I feel a lot of times. When I hear about mission, I often think about mission work as something you do with people you don't know and away from home. You think of maybe building a well in Ethiopia or a new school in Russia or perhaps even going to the soup kitchen downtown Denver. But there's a different kind of mission that a lot of us are involved with, and that's mission with people we do know and people at home. And I was thinking specifically about those of us who are on the education team working with the children in our church, and how that truly is mission work. Oftentimes we think of mission work as going out and spreading the news of the love of Jesus Christ to people who haven't heard it before. Well, our children qualify in that category. They're hearing these stories for the first time. Some of us have heard the story of Noah's Ark so many times, it's become sort of a stereotype to us. When you're working with children and teaching it to them and they're hearing it for the first time, or comprehending a new part of the story that they didn't get the first time they heard it, it's really exciting to see that look in their faces of, wow, this is really cool. One of the things I've enjoyed about teaching in Sunday school is that I don't consider myself a great scholar of the Bible. I don't consider myself well-versed on things in the Bible. And, you know, teaching Sunday school has forced me to do that a little bit. When I'm preparing a lesson, I've had to get to know the story better. And there's an old adage that when you teach something, you learn it better yourself. That if you really want to master a topic, teach it to somebody else. So that's a word of thought for you that you may want to consider working more with our youth in the church, because it's a way to strengthen your own path of spirituality and getting to know Jesus and getting to know Bible and getting to know the tenets of our religion better. Teach it. The other part of that, I think, is that for us, it can feel like, why would children want to hear anything I have to say? They'd be bored by me. They might find what I have to say outdated. But you know, there's that other old adage that people don't care how much you know. They just want to know how much you care. And children especially have got antennas for that. The preschool program that I'm involved with, Aurora Public Schools, we just had an evaluator come out and look at our classroom. One of the suggestions they made to us says, you know, you've got a lot of posters up of children doing different activities and animals and things like that, but we need more pictures in here of older people, of intergenerational. We need to see diversity. We need to see difference in races and backgrounds, but we also need to see some grandma and grandpa types too, because that's really important for children to feel that they're a part of their world as well. And so I guess I'd like to say that in a way, all of us in the church are already doing this mission work, because anytime you're in contact with any of the children or youth in our church, by your reaction to them, by the way you're responding to them, by the modeling you're giving of shaking hands with people and being friendly and helping out, you are telling them what it's like to be a Christian. And so sometimes that means we have to look at our own behavior and realize that we're modeling all the time for our young people. And so it's a little bit of a plea that we can always use more help in our youth and education department. Simple little things like helping make the breakfast for Sunday school or driving the youth to a field trip. There's a lot of small tasks that can be done that aren't time-consuming. And, of course, there's always the rewarding and personally very satisfying work of working in the education department on a more regular basis. I think it's really, when you're working with children, I think you learn a lot more about yourself and you give a lot more back than you give. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky.